on campus
and online.
This is URN. The Pulse.
Scientists at the University of Nottingham hope new research could lead to the introduction of cereal crops better able to tolerate flooding. They have identified the mechanism used by plants in stress conditions to sense low oxygen levels and use advanced breeding techniques to reduce yield loss in barley in waterlogged conditions. The first acts have been announced for No Tomorrow Festival, which will be taking place on the 6th and 7th of June at Woollerton Park. Headliners include Jesse Ware, John Newman, MNEK and James Bay. Labour has been forced to deny claims its latest push to encourage more women to vote is patronising. The party has painted a minibus pink as part of efforts to encourage women to vote in the general election. 9.1 million women didn't turn out to vote in 2010, but Sky's political correspondent Sophie Ridge said the bus is threatening to overshadow Labour's message.
It's going to be travelling around 70 constituencies between now and the election to try and drum up support among women who didn't vote at the last general election and to talk to them about the issues that perhaps disproportionately affect women, such as childcare and domestic violence.
A Belgian court has jailed the leader of a group that sent jihadists to Syria in the largest ever trial of its kind in the country. The court in Antwerp found a total of 45 members of the Sharia for Belgium group guilty of terror-related offences. The judge called the organisation a terrorist group and sentenced leader Fouad Bekkissim to 12 years in prison. The world premiere of the much-anticipated 50 Shades of Grey movie takes place in Germany tonight. The big screen adaptation of the raunchy novel by E.L. James will be shown at the Berlin International Film Festival. Meanwhile, campaigners who claim the film glamorises domestic violence are planning a protest to coincide with tomorrow's UK premiere in London. Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino isn't giving up hope of his side securing a Champions League place next season. Their 3-2 defeat at Liverpool last night dropped them out of the Premier League's top four. Pochettino says Mario Balotelli's winning goal, his first of Liverpool, was a stroke of bad fortune.
As for that, I say before, unlucky. Score Balotelli, the ball was away, and Alana shoot and find his feet, but unlucky for us.
The weather today will stay dry and tend to become brighter as it progresses. Temperatures will peak at a chilly 5 degrees Celsius. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 25 to 2.